Blog Talk Radio.
Fans, it's DW back for another edition of Inside the War Room, the number 28th episode tonight here on Sunday, a rare Sunday episode. Thank you for joining me, your host, DW, here on Blog Talk Radio at 11:01 p.m. at night. We've got a special guest on, Pat O'Hare from Manmonth University. He is a defensive end prospect with an incredible motor, and he will be joining us very shortly. Just a little bit about Pat. He has a quick burst off the line, and he has a great motor. It definitely shows on film. I really like what he has to offer. He's a humble guy, and, you know, he started 44 games. He was a team captain 2013 and the 2014 season. He was all-conference selection, and he was on the CFPA defensive line watch list. He was also a Vince Lombardi Award Defense Award winner, and he played at the FCS National Bowl. If you want to follow him on Twitter going forward, POHERA_87, that is his Twitter tag. He will be joining us shortly. Just a talented individual from Manmonth College. They have a lot of guys to come through the pros. Miles Austin, most notably, Chris Hogan, 7'11". He played with the Miami Dolphins, now the Buffalo Bills. Miles Austin was with the Cleveland Browns, or he's with the Cleveland Browns now, and most notably started his career with the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of possibilities, and there's a whole bunch of great chances for the Manmonth All-Star to really make his case heard and felt at the next level. And I'm really excited to have him on. I've been helping him along and mentoring him through this process. It's a really big journey, and Pat is just a really great kid with a lot of heart. He shows it on film. We will do the shadow comparison segment and give our take on, or my take on, who he reminds me of in the league today, and he will be joining us very shortly. So this week we'll have a whole bunch of different all-stars on this week, and we will have a whole bunch of prospects really to shine. So check us out, NFLDraftForum.com/interviews. Without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on for this evening, Pat O'Hare. Or O'Hara, excuse me. Pat, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. My girlfriend actually just got here, and she surprised me. I really didn't know she was coming up. She just called me literally about 30 seconds before our show started. So, I was actually quite surprised, but it's been a great week and a great weekend. I did a 14-mile hike today, and that was a lot of fun. But how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, just trying to get ready for the pro day coming up this week. But definitely not doing any hikes yet. It's still a little cold up here.
It was beautiful here today. It was about 70 degrees, and I was wearing shorts. I packed some goldfish and 3 Gatorades. And I just went ahead and hiked in 2 different state parks because the 2 state parks near me are connected. So I went ahead and hiked 14 miles total round trip today. So my feet are feeling it, but I am very excited about our show. I've been looking forward to it all day. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, thanks again for having me. I'm really looking forward to it, too.
All right, let's jump straight into it. We've got about 20 minutes here on the show. Let's jump straight into questions. So tell me about your transition from high school to college, and was there any kind of transitional grind, I guess, and what kind of teams were looking at you coming out of high school?
So from high school to college, it was a big jump. For me in high school, I was getting a lot of Division II looks and then some D1 AA looks from, like, Monmouth and stuff like that for, like, preferred walk-on position. So I ended up choosing Monmouth and actually walking onto the team and earning a scholarship here and then starting for 4 years and being a two-time captain. But, I mean, I redshirted my first year, and that was a big transition period for me. Just one, adapting to the speed of the game and how much it changes just from high school to college. And then also getting used to the size difference, playing bigger O-linemen and the techniques needed to actually be able to adapt to the college-level game. So it was a big jump, and it was definitely something I was happy that I was able to make that jump. It was tough going to a Division I team and having to walk on and earn my scholarship and keep, but it definitely ended up working out for the best for me.
You know, so many guys that come through this realm, they always have a chance to showcase themselves, you know, get high-end scholarship. You know, you're coming over adversity. You're a four-year starter, which is incredible, and you're 33 games started. Tell me how the coaching staff made you feel welcome, and how have they developed you into an all-around player?
I mean, the reason I chose Monmouth was because of the coaching staff and the way that they made me feel like a family. And even being a preferred walk-on, I didn't feel a difference on if I was a walk-on or a full scholarship. So that was something that I thought was important. They treated me just like any other player on the team. And what we say, we're a family at our school, and it really feels that way once you're in the program and with the team. So that was a big thing for me. And then my defensive line coach, Coach Juwan Jackson, really helped to mold me into the player I am today and really helped fine-tune some things and adapt and learn different moves and things like that while playing. So he's really been able to work with me, and he's been there. He got there, his first year was my first year, so it was neat. We've been able to go through this together, so I've enjoyed it.
Well, I was going to ask you about your relationship with him, but you already hit on it. How has he really developed you into the all-around player you are? Sometimes I know that coaching staff changes. You know, you hit on something that's really important for prospects or any kind of person that's developed chemistry with a guy over the years. What did he teach you fundamentally that has stuck with you throughout your process at Manmont?
Well, the biggest thing for me is he's been able to teach me of how to play both the run and the pass. I mean, that's a big thing. You can't just be a pure pass rusher, and you can't just be somebody who can play the run. So he's really been able to develop me into being able to be an every down type player. And obviously helping me with some different moves based on the different pass sets and run sets you're going to get. And the good thing, he's really good at breaking down film. It allowed me to become good at breaking down film from learning to see some of the things he looks at and talks about in the film session. So it's really been big that he's been there for my five years at Monmouth, and I really enjoyed having the relationship I do, and it's really grown every year to where it's that coach player to now it's like a bonding relationship, and we can talk about anything. I can go to him about anything and get that feedback that's 100% honest, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, I think it's important to have a good chemistry with, you know, a coaching staff, but it's also important to have chemistry with your teammates. Your teammates obviously have high respect for you. You're named team captain twice in your time in college football. What's your chemistry like with your teammates? I mean, obviously, Manmouth has a lot of good prospects to come out every year, and what was the process for you, I guess, per se, becoming a team captain? What clicked for you to step up to be respected as one of the team's leaders?
I mean, it's unique. We actually have a process where you kind of get nominated and actually go through almost like interviews, in a sense, to actually be the team captain. And we do a unique process down here at Monmouth where you actually have to announce to the team that you are going to run for captain. And then you also sit in front of all the coaches and they ask you different questions. And then one of the things for me, it was after my second year starting, and that second year I really started to grow as a vocal player. I was able to really be able to speak up at times, and I just felt like it was the right time going into my junior year to I guess run for captain. And I mean, I think I have good chemistry with the team. I mean, they voted for me, and I was able to do it for 2 years, and I was very fortunate to be the captain of the team at Monmouth University, and it was something that I enjoyed, and I was happy that I had that opportunity, and I just felt it was the right time to step up after being starting for those first 2 years. I felt like it was right to really take the lead of the team.
I think it's important to have a chemistry with your teammates at any level, and it sounds like that you really respect how you value your teammates, how they motivate you. Let's talk more about your game. We've talked about it before in the past over Twitter. Something that I've noticed on film with you, that you have a great motor, you don't quit. I mean, is that something you pride yourself on, you know, a non-quit mentality?
Yeah, that's definitely something I pride myself on, something that I kind of got from when I was playing in high school. I mean, I played for an old school, older coach when I played in high school, and that was the whole thing. We always wanted to have 11 helmets at the pile or wherever the ball was, so I always brought that mindset and that mentality to how I played. And I mean, you see it in football all the time. You think a guy's down, or you think he dropped the ball, or it's incomplete. He gets up and then runs it for a touchdown. So I always wanted to at least keep going until the whistle's blown, because you never know, especially in this game of football, anything can really happen. So I mean, as long as I'm going hard and giving everything I have, I'm at least happy with how I play at the end of every game.
It's an important quality to have on the football field, and I think it's really, especially when I'm doing evaluations with guys, that when I see a guy give 100% and it's, you know, something they give an all on every play, you know, they're going to bring down the ball carrier or the safety or whoever it is, even though safety is usually bringing down someone. You know, that's something I really hold highly. You know, a guy that's going to give up or not give up on a play no matter what. Tell the listeners who you compare your game to in the NFL. Is there somebody that you mold your game around? And then I'll give my take on who you remind me of going forward.
Well, I might be a little biased because I'm a big Philadelphia Eagles fan, as that's where I'm from. So somebody I like to compare myself to and watch is Connor Barwin. And he played with Houston before he came to Philly. And I just like the way he plays. He plays with that type of motor, and he's always around the ball or on the field flying, whether it's closing on a block or tackling the ball carrier or even just getting in the face of the quarterback. And that's something I've watched him do. And the way he's always hustling allows him to make plays than most. And it's something I try to mold myself after. And he's also a player who can do both rush the pass or play the run and even drop back into coverage. So it's something I'm trying to mold my game into and I really like to watch and try to compare myself to.
You know, Barron's always been a guy that been high regard as a great motoristic player. He's always, you know, aggressive. You know, who I see your game like is a lot like Matt Roth, who used to play for the Miami Dolphins and the Cleveland Browns. Matt Roth was a highly regarded prospect in 2005, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he had a great motor. He could come off the edge really well, and he was explosive off the start. That's something that you also have on film that, you know, a lot of people might look over, that you have an explosive start. And, you know, I think that's something that you'll bring to an NFL team that people like.
Yeah, definitely something I pride myself with is my first step in being able to get off the ball quick and try to disrupt the play.
Tell me about your time at the FCS Bowl. It's a great honor to get any All-Star game appearance, and you got invited to the FCS Bowl down in Florida. Tell me about your week down there.
Well, it was an awesome experience. I mean, I had never been to Miami, Florida, so that was just unique and neat in itself to be able to go down there and be able to get to some warm weather as opposed to the cold up north. So that part was great, and I enjoyed it. It was demanding, and it was right after the season, which I think was good because I didn't have to shake too much rust off. But it was a great experience. I mean, I got to meet a lot of different players and be able to see how I fit in and how I can play and compete with a lot of different guys from the FCS level throughout the entire country that I don't always. I definitely enjoyed the week. I enjoyed the practices, even though they were pretty hot compared to what I'm used to. But it was definitely a great experience, and it was neat to just be able to display my talents in front of scouts and other coaches.
Was there anyone down there that you messed with, any other players, any other all-stars? I mentor Carly Taylor. I've been helping him along. He's been doing really well. Is there anyone you messed with that week?
There were a few. I bonded real close with the blue defensive line that I was with. We all just got along well. We really bonded and were really close. And there were a few other guys that I stay in touch with. And there's a couple kids. There were three, actually, the long snapper from Wagner, the punter from Robert Morris, a linebacker from Central Connecticut, that I actually played previously when Monmouth was in the Northeast Conference, that I was able to kind of just mess with and then do some trash talking back and forth and joking around and really just see how their process is going and really be able to keep in touch with and follow through their process as they're following me.
I think that's important, you know, to develop a chemistry with guys that can help you along the way, but not only, you know, help you, but, you know, give you motivation. We're all in the process together to, you know, reach your ultimate goal. So, you know, I think it's super important to, you know, help each other. Tell our listeners how you've developed for the next level. Have you been working out at any type of, you know, athletic training facility or at your school? Where have you developed, trying to develop your game for the next level grind?
Yeah, so I've been training. I've been training at this facility. It's called Key2 Sports. It's about 20 minutes from my school by the trainer Cornell Key. He's trained a bunch of different NFL players and a few that have come from Monmouth, like Jose Gomes, Donald Brown from UConn, Tim Wright with the Patriots. So I train with him one-on-one 6 days a week, and I've been doing that since basically right when I signed with my agent, right after the new year started in January. So I've been going there 6 days a week. We get a good workout in, probably about 4 hours a day. And I've been working on both defensive line moves, obviously my strength and building strength and speed as I'm preparing for the pro day, but also adding in drop backs and learning how to play the linebacker position since I'm more of that tweener spot at the next level. So really just trying to touch and improve on all the bases of the game that I already have. Also just learning how to fix things and how to open up, use my hips and be fluid and covered and stuff like that. So it's definitely been rewarding, and I enjoy it, and it's tough, but Cornell's a great trainer and he really pushes me every day.
You know, I think it's important to have a guy that's going to push you harder, a guy that's going to make your game better, and a guy that, you know, sees your ability as your own and, you know, not only is just going to, you know, just say, okay, you know, run a 40, run a split, but a guy that's going to push you to your maximum to make you better. And I think that's something that you seem to really have.
Yeah, 100%. And it's good because I've actually known Cornell. He's a former defensive lineman at Monmouth University from the 90s too. So I've actually known him prior to starting to train with him and was able to build a relationship four and play defensive line, which is even better because he understands that position. And it's great because he's trained guys that are in the NFL. He's trained a couple of my former teammates that have made it to the NFL, and it's really a great relationship and keeps the program going and allows me to have that one-on-one relationship build every day with him.
You know, I was just about to jump into that. It seems like you already have a mentor figure that's been through the grind before. But is there any other alumni in the NFL that have come back to the university to just say, hey, you know, this is what the grind's like. This is, you know, something that you should be looking forward to. This is something you need to watch out for. Guys like Chris Hogan, 7-Eleven, Miles Austin, of course, is one of the bigger alumni. There's a lot of other guys I could name. But is there anyone that's really just come back to the school and say, hey, you know, this is what you should expect for the grind. This is not what it's all. I mean, just advice pretty much. Has there been anyone to give you that kind of, you know, advice?
Yeah, there definitely has. There is this guy, Jose Gomes, who was actually somebody I was able to start and play with, who was our All-American safety, who's with the Redskins, who, it's funny enough, me and him have the same agent, NFL agent, too. So I was able to even ask questions before that. But he's been both a mentor and a friend that I was friends with ever since he left 3 years ago and been somebody that I can call or talk to and just kind of ask how the process goes. And it's kind of unique is that I'm kind of following the way he did it. He trained with Cornell for his pro day. He has the same agent, so it's kind of exactly what I'm doing. But he's great, he's very honest about it. He tells it how it is. The NFL is a business, and he lets you know how demanding it is and how every day you have to do your best. And he's been very, very helpful throughout the process and showing how there's a lot of ups and downs and just kind of be prepared at all times. So he's somebody I always talk to and always can count on the SOZAG. And then obviously Hogan and Miles are probably the biggest guy. Miles, I usually see Miles at least 2 to 3 times per year, mainly in the summer because he'll come back and play some basketball and hang out with some of the guys too. So they're also helpful. But Jose's been the closest guy that I have as a mentor.
Like I said, it's important to have that mentor figure. You know, some guys have multiple mentors, and it sounds like you have, you know, not only one, not two, you probably have 3 or 4, I'm sure. Someone that's going to, you know, push you to be your best, someone that gives you advice. You know, you could probably even consider me a mentor in some kind of way. Let's do the three-wish segment. We're at the about 9-minute mark. Three-wish segment pretty much is I'm a genie. You have 3 wishes to wish for anything in the world you want. The only thing is you cannot wish for instant success to an NFL team. Basically, you can't say, oh, I'm instantly to the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not going to grant that. But you can wish for anything else you want.
All right. So I have 3 wishes?
Yes, you got 3 wishes.
All right. Well, my first wish would just be, I don't know if this is against the rules, and my biggest wish would just be to have the opportunity with an NFL team and just be able to have that chance to prove myself in front of a team. And it doesn't matter what team, just to be able to have that opportunity is one wish that I hope comes true after all is said and done.
My second wish
would be I would like a new car. My car is I have an old 1999 Ford Taurus. I've never had heat in my car, so there's no heat. Windshield wipers randomly go on. My power steering's shot. So I'd like to have a new car just with some heat and to experience what it's like to keep warm in the cold. And then my third wish, maybe I'd wish for a beach house for my parents. That's something they always wanted, and be able to go down for vacation for them and be able to put them in a nice beach house on the water that they can relax and enjoy after all the hard work that they've done.
3 great wishes. I love the car wish. You know, the funny thing is I had a Ford Aerostar van up until about October last year, and I had that since my junior year of high school. So it got me through quite a lot, and you know, I got all the jokes in the world with that. So, you know, it got me through college. It got me through my move into my new life, and it finally decided to give up, and I finally got myself a new vehicle. So I'm right there with you. I just got myself a new vehicle in October, a 2014 Honda Accord. I love it. But the show isn't about me. Let's sell yourself to a general manager. A general manager is right in front of you. You just had a great workout with him. You had a great 40. You looked phenomenal on drills. And the Eagles general manager, I presume you want to, if you had a favorite team, you said your favorite team was the Eagles. Sell yourself to the general manager there, and why are you a good fit for their franchise?
The first thing I'd want to tell him is that you're going to get a player who every day is going to come in and give his best to try to improve this team, whether it's in practice, workouts, weight rooms, film, or in the games, obviously, the most important. But I'm going to give everything I have each and every day, and I love this game. I mean, I love playing football. I enjoy it. I enjoy every aspect, whether it's the long meetings, the camp practices, to finally the reward of playing the games. And finally, I'm somebody who's going to be a team player. I mean, I've played every special team. I started as a 4-year player at Monmouth, but I also started on every special team every year. And I played on punt, kickoff, kick return. So I'm going to be able to help you on any aspect of the game that you need that best suits this team. So I think that's the best pitch I got.
I think that's some great answers there, you know, especially a guy that's willing to play special teams. Some guys like, I'm not too big at special teams, but you're willing to play that. You're a team player, which always looks good on paper. And I think a general manager would be lucky to have a guy with your quality, a guy that's not only a great guy on the field, but a guy that's well-respected by team and coaches. And it sounds like you want to give it your all on every play. There's no time off in between plays. You want to give it your all. If you want to follow Pat on Twitter, give him some support. It's at pohara_87. He is getting ready for the NFL grind. And he was a 2013-2014 team captain. He had 44 games started. 44 games started. He was an all-conference selection, a Vince Lombardi Award defense winner, and an FCS All-Star. Pat, is there anything you want to say? Give a shout-out to any person, any individual. The floor is yours to give a shout-out.
I just want to thank you for the opportunity, and I guess the shout-out is just to all my family and friends. Those have been the ones that have supported me my entire time, and my teammates and the guys that are going through this process with me. And also a shout-out to you for helping me along this process as well and giving me this opportunity to have this interview and be on the radio with you. It means a lot, and just be able to help get my name out there. So just thank you, everybody, for the support, and thanks again for having me.
Not a problem, Pat. I've really enjoyed interacting with you. I wish you the very best on your pro day coming up. You have to tell me how it goes. I'm really going to be praying for you that, you know, everything's going to be okay regardless what the outcome is. I really wish you the best going forward, and I hope we can stay in contact.
We definitely will, and I'll let you know how it goes on Tuesday, Dave.
Well, take care and have a great night, and get some rest and get your mind ready for that pro day on Tuesday.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good one, too.
Have a great night.
All right, bye.
Sports fans, that was Pat O'Hare of Mammoth University, a really humble, great young man with a great head on his shoulders. He's a team captain. He's an all-conference player. He has a great motor on film. He uses his hands well. I really like what he has to offer to an NFL team. And with that being said, thank you for joining me and Pat on the 28th episode of Inside the War Room. I will bring some more episodes this week. I've got four more bright prospects ready for another edition of Inside the War Room. We will be hitting our 30th episode tomorrow. Looking forward to that. So with that being said, I'm your host, DW, on Blog Talk Radio with Inside the War Room, 28th episode. Hope everyone has a great evening. Take care, everyone.